patiently for almost an hour to get on the air, and I appreciate your patience, Al. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good.
But, you know, obviously, first thought is we all need to be praying for the victims. You know, it's never good to be flown out on a helicopter. But, you know, when shots ring out in the morning, everyone's got an agenda, and it's real important for us to have no agenda. You know, there's always speculation and misinformation. Sometimes there's even disinformation. You know, a lot of it's not well-meaning, but, you know, when you hear from your son who heard from a friend in another class who heard from, you know, it just kind of gets out of control. So it's important for people to just kind of take a deep breath, count to three, you know. Take that second before you let it hit you so viscerally. If you maybe even you got to count to 33, just take a moment, step back, and, you know, we as people kind of abhor news vacuums, and in the social media age, it's even worse. You know, was it the son of a staff member? Maybe, maybe not. Was the victim wounded, even a male or female? You know, that wasn't even clear. So a whole lot of this was spread out. So, you know, I want to be clear that we don't want to spread that misinformation. You know, we like to think that everybody wants to say good things and get good information out there, but we got to be careful to just not believe everything we hear. You know, we can't be mindless drones or sheep in this kind of situation. And, you know, there are a lot of people that will step in and politicize the situation or, you know, have some kind of agenda in that regard.
Well, you know, I don't think there's any doubt. And I think the reason why this is the lead story on the Associated Press, why this was a big story on CNN and Fox today, probably MSNBC, I haven't checked, is because it's a school shooting, because it's so closely following the Sandy Hook, closely following the Oregon shooting in the mall and others, that naturally they're jumping on it. And I'm sure Piers Morgan will have some mention of it on his program on CNN tonight.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I think the central question is this, you know, who do you want to listen to? You know, do you want to listen to somebody that has that agenda, or do you want to listen to somebody that has no agenda? So, you know, if we could just keep calm, have no agenda, and be a no-agenda nation, I think things would be a lot better.
All right. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. 399-1560. 1-800-248-1560. You don't want to look at any of this stuff through a vacuum, but at the same time, let us not forget the words of Rahm Emanuel: never let a good crisis go to waste. And the Democrat Party and the liberals and the anti-gun people in this country use everything they can. They will take advantage of any opportunity they can lean onto. Now, I don't know, Robert, do you see anything here for the anti-Second Amendment crowd, for the anti-gun crowd, for the Piers Morgans out there to really sink their teeth into with this one like they did with Sandy Hook?
Well, you know, I think this stands as, you know, just this makes the argument, I think, Jazz, for why we need to reinstate the assault weapons ban.
I think this makes the argument, you know, there's no assault, nothing that if what we know to be a fact, if